Almost live from a very cool corner in Midtown Sacramento, it's the Nate Darling Show. Featuring Ted Sampson and Christiana D.
And Becca.
Yay.
Now, push your earbuds in a little deeper. Here's Nate.
But not so deep as to damage your eardrum, because that would be bad.
You could sue us.
Yeah. Remember that thing where they used to say, don't put anything but your elbow in your ear?
Yeah.
Becca always told me that. Oh, there's sirens outside.
Yeah, it'll happen. We're in the middle of Midtown. There's fires and stuff, and people who need rescuing all around.
Hobos.
I don't know. They don't tend to roll out the sirens for them.
We are going to stay the course through the emergency for you all.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Coming up on today's show, Christiana is doing something more important than this. So she might join us by the end of this show. If not, she'll be here for the next one. So we'll get that done. We got a lot of stuff to talk about. Popeyes gives someone the big O. Someone with no appreciation for irony. And is it a good idea to leave notes for your roommates? We'll take a look at some notes that roommates left for one another. So that'll be fun. So back for another week of fun. I have lots of stuff to talk about. Becca, what did your week look like?
Well, Ted and I had a really good weekend. I bought this book on hiking. This sounds like such a dorky couple thing to do, but I bought this book of 60 Sacramento hikes. And to start out, we started out really easy and we went to the FEA Nature Center in Carmichael, which is actually the level of hike difficulty is described as cakewalk in the book. So we were like, okay, we can handle cakewalk.
There is no cake, I should add.
There was no cake. That's true. You did get a Coke, but that was about it. And so we went on this gorgeous, gorgeous nature hike really close to our house. And it was amazing. There were just like tons of turkeys and woodpeckers. And at one point Ted was like, I want to see a deer. And bam, there was a deer right in front of us. Like the minute he said it was like wildlife on demand.
And I said, I want to see cake, and no cake appeared.
That's true. The cake, cake did not appear.
You have to do cake yourself.
So we were just all blissed out on the natural beauty of our neighborhood. And I think that was the most significant thing that happened. Besides the fact that we just tried Chipotle's new tofu burrito and it was awesome.
It was awesome.
So I'm curious because when I think hiking, I think like inclines and declines. Mm-hmm. And anybody who's been to Sacramento knows we don't have those here unless you're getting on a freeway. So what's the deal with the hikes around Sacramento? Is it really just nature walks?
Well, it's 60 hikes within 60 miles.
Oh, okay.
And so you can get out, you know, more Tahoe area and whatnot. But we started with the local ones. But some of the hikes are seriously like, it's like, walk around the Capitol, like at the outside of the Capitol. Like, there's a hike, check, you know. So, yeah, all the ones here are their cakewalks with no cake.
That is a mile, though, to go around the Capitol. So it's not that simple. People listening in states with small capitals.
That's true. And if you walk all the way around the Capitol, there's a cactus garden and a rose garden and, you know, so different natural settings.
Mm-hmm. Palm trees, redwoods.
Hobos.
Mm-hmm. They keep them across the street normally. Orange trees. They've got all of that around the Capitol. It's fun times. Ted, I understand you found a new substitute for coffee this morning.
Yes, that's right. I woke up unusually early this morning, I sensed impending doom, and I was laying in my bed with our kitten on my side. This kitten is destructive and rambunctious and will attack anything except for, apparently, when a spider is descending from the ceiling inches from your head, the cat will be exceptionally heavy and lay on my shoulder as I freak out and try to get the spider away from me and get the cat off of me. It was not my favorite. I'm not a big spider fan.
So it's like the cat was in cahoots with the spider?
I think
like,
so.
Like, I'll hold him down. You get really near his face and screw with him.
Exactly. I think the cat is like, I'm not scared of him anymore, so he's just trying to freak me out. He can't intimidate me anymore, so he's calling in recruits. It's unfortunate. But we all survived. I tried to liberate the spider by, I had an empty bottle of like vitamin water on the side of the bed, so I grabbed it and put it in the bottle and toss it outside and didn't look to see what happened because I'm not a big spider fan.
That's why there was a bottle in our backyard this morning. Yeah. I was wondering about that.
What? Oh, so you threw the bottle outside.
Yeah, I just like, I took the bottle, like put the spider in it, pulled it down and ran down the stairs and tossed it into the backyard and closed the door because I'm not a fan of spiders. I'm just not.
Yeah,
unapologetic.
I would have just killed it.
Yeah, well.
He lives with vegan girlfriend. So.
Right.
Yeah, so. I'm not saying kill and eat it. I'm saying kill it. It's a spider in the house. It'll be back. because it knows you're a puss. Oh. It's like, he can't hurt me. He's just going to throw me back out in the backyard. What have I got to lose?
He gave me a ride in a vitamin water bottle.
Right. He gave me a new home outside. What up? I'm coming back. Next time, glass bottle.
Wait, why am I making fun of you? I'm really glad that you saved the spider.
I don't
Thank
know.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I did it for you, babe.
Sorry. That's okay. That's what I do. So this week I went to Southern California for some baseball.
Yeah.
Got to see my first... I went to San Diego first of all. And, well, not first of all. First, I drove to L.A., which from Sacramento is a drive. It really is, especially when you leave at, like, 5 in the afternoon.
Oh, like, wow. It's like 6 hours, right?
Yeah. I left Sacramento at about 5:15, and I pulled into the hotel near LAX just about 11:25.
Ooh.
Hmm.
So, and that's with a stop for gas and food, because I'm not one of those people who believes in, oh, I'll get it and I'll eat on the road. No, I'm going 80 miles an hour. The last thing I need to do is be trying to shovel some food into my face at that speed.
Did you go to P-Soup Anderson's?
No, I did not.
Oh, that's my favorite thing about driving to LA.
I did not. That's where I stopped, though. I stopped in Santanella, top off my tank, because I know I can get into LA with a quarter of a tank of gas, and I ate a Jack in the Box. I had a bacon cheeseburger.
You were right there.
I know, but I don't like pea soup. I know, it's terrible, right?
There's not enough meat in it.
Exactly.
Not enough animals die for pea soup.
That's right. I've got a lot of driving to do. I can't be hanging out like that. So went to San Diego, met up with our friend Jason Casey, who one of the things he told me is like, I'm sad I can't substitute on the podcast anymore. And I'm like, well, you moved.
Oh, so sympathetic.
Maybe you could phone him in now and again.
I could. He's a busy guy now. He's got a lot of stuff to do, so it's tough. But we went to the Padres game, which was cool. We met up, and I'm sad Christiana's not here, because before the game, we were supposed to meet up at Carl Strauss Brewery. Well, Jason missed the trolley stop for Carl Strauss, so he texts me. He goes, hey, guys, I missed the trolley stop, so I'm at the Tilted Kilt.
Oh, my gosh.
Whoops.
So we're like, okay, well, we're just going to finish up our beer, and we'll get our check, and we'll go. So we went out, got on the trolley, and went over to Petco Park and met Jason in the Tilted Kilt, where I checked in on Facebook and tagged Jason and Christiana, which I thought was awesome. But the Tilted Kilt, I mean, it's just a crowded sports bar where girls wear crop tops and plaid bras. I don't understand the problem.
Wait. Crop tops and plaid bras.
It's like a
and plaid skirt.
It's like a white dress shirt, but it's tied off under the breast area.
So is it basically like Britney Spears schoolgirl
sort of
style?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah,
it's that sort of thing. But these are not schoolgirls at all.
Neither was Britney.
No, fantasy not at the time. But yeah, I mean, it was no different than any other place where you'd go get a drink, except probably they got better tips than a lot of places. It was packed. There were men, women, everybody there pregame, just sort of getting their food and drink on before they went to the game. So, nothing too exciting there. I mean, it was really not any different than going to, say, a Hooters or anything like that. There was no one doing sort of like the cartoon wolf thing, you know, with the eyes bulging out of the head and the mouth dropped to the floor and all that agape stuff. And then we went to the Padres game, where I got to see my first in-person, all-out brawl on the field.
Wow.
Nice.
Carlos Quentin charged the mound when Zach Greinke hit him and accidentally broke Zach Greinke's collarbone.
Oh, my gosh. That's a real brawl.
It was a big brawl. It was all over SportsCenter. It was all over everything else, and I was there for the game. So that was exciting.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, that doesn't happen very often in baseball, does it?
Brawls? No. You get maybe 1, 2, maybe 3 a year. And like I said, I've been going to baseball games since I was 12. This is the first time I've ever been at one where there's actually been a fight. There have been one where people have been hit and people start pointing and people come out of the dugout, but nothing ever happens. It's all a bunch of talking and posturing. But an actual fight, that was my first one.
How much does that hang up the game? Do they just get right back to business, or do they have to stop for a bit?
Well, they had to stop because, of course, they charged the mound, and then everybody came out of the dugouts, and then it was so big that everybody came in from the bullpens and the outfield.
Good gravy.
Oh, yeah, it was everybody. So they finally get everything sorted out. And just when you think everything is going back to normal, the guys have all gone back out to the bullpens beyond the outfield. All of a sudden, one of the Dodgers comes running out of the dugout toward the Padres dugout, meets up with one of the guys from the Padres, and then everybody back out on the field running in from the outfield.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, yeah, and it's all this one thing, and it just kept going and going and going. But it was kind of cool to see. So we saw that. I will say the trolley system in San Diego is a really cool way to get around. It's sort of like BART without all the feces.
Wow.
Hey.
I mean, yeah, clean trains and, you know, no hobos sleeping there. It was just very different. It was very interesting to go somewhere where they have, like, clean public transit.
Nice.
I'm not used to that at all.
San Diego. I like San Diego. It's a nice place.
Stay classy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very classy. Also, this, and I'll save my L.A. portion of the trip for the next show, but... So we're on the trolley after the game, and we're headed back out because our hotel was near Old Town San Diego. That's where we parked, and we're on the trolley, and there's people just talking, carrying on casual conversations with people they don't know, which was also awesome. And we go by the convention center in San Diego, and I had already established on the train that I'm a smartass because I do that rather quickly. There was a security guard, private security guard, who in this conversation had said, yeah, I'm going out to, you know, get off here, and then I walk here, and, you know, I'm working the overnight shift wherever. It's the Motel 6, and they're like, oh, yeah, they have security there. Is it a rough area? He goes, no, not really. You know, there's just, you know, the occasional, you know, reports of drugs and a little prostitution here or there. And so I go, what? At a Motel 6? Damn, you say. So I've already established I'm a smartass. So when we go by the convention center, somebody says, oh, yeah, that's where they have Comic-Con. You know, all the people come in for Comic-Con. Blah, blah, blah. And I look at one of my friends. I'm not talking to the group. I'm talking to one of my friends. And I go, oh, yeah, that's my scene. I say in my sarcastic voice. And private security guard goes, yeah. And he wasn't being sarcastic. He goes, yeah, I love Comic-Con, too. Give me some. Pound it.
Aw.
And I didn't have the heart to break it to him.
You gave him some, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Good. Don't be mean to the geeks.
But I think, no, I wasn't being mean to him.
Okay,
good. But the moral of the story is private security guards and cops of any kind do not understand sarcasm or humor.
Ah, yes.
They only understand the exact words that you are saying. There's no room for context. There's no room for interpretation. So just as an expanding lesson, if a cop pulls you over and says, what have you been doing tonight? You shouldn't say, oh, I've been dragging hookers behind my car, because he'll think you actually been dragging hookers behind your car.
Ah,
that's a good tip.
As an example.
Okay.
So
I think I just realized why you don't come to Critical Hit, a geek comedy show.
It's just not my thing.
Which all three of your co-hosts are in.
It's true. And Nick Pettigrew, who I love. I think Nick is very funny. It's just not my scene. It's not. I don't have anything against it. I have nothing. I'm not like, oh, my God, I can't stand it. It's just not my thing. I mean, it would be like you going to a rodeo and barbecue.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like, hey, Becca, we're having a big rodeo and barbecue. You want to come on out? You'd be like, it's not really my thing.
Maybe it was a kitten rodeo and a vegan burger barbecue.
A petting zoo and tofurkey roast. Yeah.
Yeah, she'd be down for that.
Yeah, it's again,
I
just
get it.
Just not my thing.
I get it.
Fair enough.
But
if you ever do want to come, just say.
Oh, yeah. I mean, absolutely. And people, if you like sort of geeky, nerdy comic book, sci-fi, anything in that genre, Critical Hit's a great show.
Hear, hear.
I have nothing but the highest regard for Nick and everybody in the show. It's just not my thing.
You can friend Critical Hit on Facebook when you friend the Nate Darling Show on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Like us.
Like us. That's right. You don't even friend anymore. That was like 2 years ago. Where have I been?
No, you friend people. You like organizations, groups, or events.
Right.
That's the distinction.
From the way that I'm talking, you wouldn't think that I'm on Facebook like a million hours a day, and I totally am.
Well, you drive a car too, but you don't necessarily know how the engine goes together. It's sort of like that. You know, you get in, you know how to start the car and drive. That's all you need to know.
That's it.
Here's one thing I didn't know. If Anne Frank had been alive today, her diary might have been devoted to Justin Bieber. Well, that's at least what he sort of thinks. He visited the Anne Frank House in Amsterdam, and according to the museum's Facebook page, left an interesting message in the guest book, and it reads, "Truly inspiring to be able to come here. Anne was a great girl. Hopefully she would have been a Belieber." The museum quoted Bieber as writing in the guest book, "Diary of a Young Girl, Frank's account of hiding from the Nazis during World War II has been a cornerstone of first-person historical documentation since it was first published posthumously in 1947. Baby and boyfriend singer, that's Bieber, has most recently sparked headlines by posting a shirtless twit pic after a fainting-related hospital stay. He also allegedly spit in his neighbor's face, attempted to smuggle a monkey across international lines, and other things. So, Justin Bieber, crossing cultures and making friends all over Europe. But continuing to supply the show with great material. I mean, there was schools closing in Norway.
That's right.
There's the monkey, smuggling the monkey into Germany.
Yeah, that was confusing.
And now this. He is laying Europe asunder like no one in like 50, 60 years. I'm not going to make any absolute comparisons, but, you know.
It is a burning wreckage now.
It is. He's got a scorched earth policy, so to speak.
Actually, this one, I don't know. It's more of a, I don't know. It's kind of dumb, but I'm not deeply offended by this particular act. He just said, hopefully I admire her. I'll hope she'd have liked my music is how I'm interpreting that. Maybe I'm being too generous in my interpretation of what he wrote.
Yeah, I don't think he meant any harm.
Yeah.
But I think it just shows a complete, for lack of a better term, tin ear to the appropriateness of a museum honoring someone who was the victim of the Holocaust.
Oh, yeah.
It is. It's cheesy.
Hey.
It's cheesy.
But it is well documented that Anne Frank really. Well, actually, she liked movie stars.
So she might have liked him.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how she felt about music, but she did keep scrapbooks of movie stars that she liked.
Yeah, maybe he's. I don't know. Whatever. Justin, not my favorite.
Exactly. Just as a note, we're not completely ignoring what happened in Boston. I wanted to wait till Christiana was here so that we could all talk about it. So we're going to do that on the next show. For anybody who's wondering why we haven't. So that's why we haven't. It's not that we're not thinking about it. We're just going to wait until everybody is here. This is some news. Good news, I guess, from Louisiana. And that's an odd thing to say. If you're a fan of saggy pants, you need to avoid the town of Terrebonne Parish, Louisiana, as it's now illegal. The council recently voted to outlaw saggy pants, vowing to fine anyone caught with their pants drooping below their waist. First-time offenders, $50 fine. Second offense, $100. Now, despite advocates' claims that wearing saggy pants was freedom of expression and banning it would be unconstitutional. Really? Really? I'm not a constitutional scholar.
We need Christiana for this one.
But I don't think we do.
No, we do. We need some lawyerly advice on it.
But I don't believe freedom of expression involves you letting your ass hang out. You know, I mean, it's called underwear for a reason. You wear it under things, unless you're a superhero, in which case you wear it over the top of your clothes.
What if you're a girl and you're wearing your boyfriend's boxers?
As opposed to what?
I don't know. Nothing else.
Like out in public?
You know how women are with the boxers. You're saying this doesn't happen?
I might wear them to sleep in, but I don't think I'd be parading around Louisiana with them.
No, not even at Walmart.
I also think that Justin Bieber would not be allowed in this town because he's famous for his saggy pants.
Yeah, he is. And so, sorry, kids in Louisiana. You can't see Bieber in your town. He's busy
sagging through Europe right now. Anyway.
Yeah, he's doing weird stuff in Europe. But congratulations, Louisiana. I think Atlanta tried this a while ago. And then I don't know what happened with it, but it's weird. I can't keep up with pants anymore. Because it was like saggy pants, and then it was like tight pants, and now it's a mix of stuff. I don't know. Is it skinny jeans? Is it baggy pants? What is it? And now suddenly women are wearing high-waisted things like from the 80s now. It's coming back. Please stop. Please.
I mean,
You've seen this, Becca, right?
I have. And there's also like the whole like boyfriend jean thing, which is like where you wear jeans that are just like way too big for you and like just roll them up a whole bunch and they have like holes in them and stuff. And I don't know. It's very, you've got me saying hobo now, Nate. But yeah. I mean, there's like, you'll see like pictures of like Katie Holmes in like her $400 high heels and these like hobo pants that look like that she got them off of someone, I don't know, on the street. And yeah, I don't really understand it. I guess it's high fashion, but what do I know? I live in Sacramento. I shop at Old Navy.
Well, fashion comes to Old Navy. But yeah, we were walking through San Diego and I started to notice this on mannequins in stores. It's like these women's shorts and pants, like women's shorts where it's like a huge distance from the crotch to the waistline. I'm like, how tall are these women? I'm like, fuck, the 80s are coming back.
They totally are. It's like the mom jeans. Like everything.
Exactly.
Everything we've outgrown kind of comes back ironically, and then it comes back for real.
Yeah. You know what's next after this? And get ready for it. Overalls.
Oh, yeah.
Overalls are coming back. They're going to be the next thing.
Man, I lived in my overalls in college.
Yeah, it's going to be overalls, and then there's going to be women complaining that they dropped the straps from their overalls in the toilet.
I remember those days. It was the overalls, and then underneath you had the bodysuit. So it was like the most complicated bathroom trip in the universe because you had to like you had like snaps at the crotch and then all these straps. Yeah, no, it was insane. Please don't bring that back, America.
Yeah, I was really, when that was going on, I was wondering, why in the name of God are women trying to dress like the dudes from Hee Haw from the 70s?
Yeah, I have no answer for that.
Ted, do you have an answer for that? Why were women trying to dress like the dudes from Hee Haw?
I don't know. I was just wondering when the rainbow suspenders are going to come back. That's really what
like
I'm holding
Mork?
Out for. Like Mork, yeah.
I think you missed that.
Oh, damn it.
You can rock rainbow suspenders any day, though.
Yeah. Awesome.
With the confidence.
Remember, the gays took the rainbow.
Ah.
Oh, that did happen.
The gays and Skittles. So it's the Mork suspenders weren't coming back because the gays and Skittles stole the rainbow.
Hey, I'm going to own it. I'm going to take it back.
Sure. I highly encourage you to wear rainbow suspenders from now on.
You'd look awesome in them.
Okay. Now it's going
to
happen.
Preferably to Starbucks because I think that would be the best.
Totally. Do they sell them on Amazon? Because I could order them.
They might. They sell everything else on Amazon. And by the way, since you mentioned it, if you're buying something on Amazon, and if you are, thank you very much for clicking through NateDarlingShow.com. You're hitting the Shop Amazon tab. You're buying your stuff. You're saving money, and you're helping out the show. And we do appreciate it. So keep up the good work, everybody. And the other thing I would like to sort of encourage people to do is let people know that you're listening to the show. You got friends. They have similar tastes. If you like the show, your friends will like the show. So turn them on to us. Say, hey, I got something free for you to listen to for a couple hours a week. It'll be fun. And then you can talk about how awesome we are, how stupid you think we are. You're like, oh my God, I can't believe Nate's such a dick.
Yeah, do we care if you listen to us or hate listen to us? Either way, we're good,
yeah.
Right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. And there are going to be people who pick your favorite cast member. I think that's the best part.
Because
you can then root. you can root for Uber Feminist or Horrible Man or Ted.
What am I?
Ted.
Oh,
are Christiana and I just one Uber feminist?
No, she's the Uber feminist.
I'm the Jew.
Yeah.
the puss Jew who is afraid of spiders.
You're afraid of spiders. No, I don't think being Jewish has anything to do with that.
Oh, it's just two different things. And who drops N-words. Sorry.
I'm new, and I haven't had a chance to build up a fan base yet. I feel like I'm going to lose in all of these.
Oh, no, it'll be fine. Nobody hates you yet. That's the best part.
You're the one who bares her bosoms in strip clubs.
Yeah,
You've got a lot of fans.
Yeah, I think you've already shot to the top of the charts with that one.
You know, I'm sorry. Can we this story though? I had a problem with them banning saggy pants, even though I don't hate them.
Saggy pants, okay.
Because
okay.
I don't understand where you draw the line as to what, like, you know, women can wear scantily clad at the Gilded Kilt, or just as an example. But why is it that this particular ensemble has to be banned in the city?
It's one of those things that they're probably tired of seeing it. And you'll have people that'll claim it's racially based, and you'll have people that claim that that it's just targeting teens. Basically, it's like banning hoodies at the mall. It's one of those things that you get people who are a little bit older who think that if you dress a certain way, you're more likely to behave a certain way. I'm just tired of seeing people's ass hang out. It's really where I go with it all.
Well, boys' butts with underwear.
I'm tired of seeing everybody's ass hang out over the top of their pants. I don't care what gender you are.
I'm tired of that too. Can we have like a mid-range between the high-waisted mom jeans and the jeans that are cut so low that you're constantly just trying not to show everyone your underwear? It's hard to be a woman, you guys.
Or a boy, because your pants keep slipping down and then you get fined for it. What if you can't afford a belt?
Well, then you use a piece of rope like Jethro Bodine did in the Beverly Hillbillies.
Okay, that seems fair enough.
See? Solutions. I'm all about solutions.
And if you need a rope, you can order it through Amazon.
Come to me with your problems. I have solutions.
I just think our founding fathers wanted us to bear our underwear when we walked around. The right to bear arms and your butt, I believe, is what they meant in the Constitution.
And wear breeches.
Well, that's a good point, though, because is freedom of dress freedom of speech? Because we've really gotten used to dress codes all over the place, you know, in school, at work, everywhere there's dress codes. And so does your wardrobe really count as freedom of speech?
Not really.
I think it does, personally. That's okay.
I mean, if you want to wear a Free Tibet t-shirt, yeah, go ahead. But if you, you know, I mean, it becomes this whole, when you start banning stuff, it becomes a whole Pandora's box of, like you said, how far does it go? Where do you let it, where does it end? What is it good for? Absolutely
exactly.
Nothing. Say it again. I slipped into lyrics.
Good God.
Slipped into song lyrics there. Yeah, I don't know. My guess is that's a small town.
Oh, yeah.
They tried it in Atlanta. Ultimately, you're going to get a few people that are going to get fined. But all in all, for the most part, it's not going to make any difference.
Exactly.
It's just one of those things that gets some attention. And if you get what I say, if you get one young man to pull his pants up, then we've won. If there's just one more covered pair of buttocks, America strikes a victory. Anyway, in case you haven't noticed, Amanda Bynes has kind of become a celebrity train wreck. And thanks to Twitter, we all have a front row view of it all.
Yay, Twitter.
She is posting some strange photos, notes about her vagina and who she wants to murder it. And now she's gone on the social networking site to let the world know how she feels about some unnamed person she refers to as you. So Amanda Bynes tweets, "When I like you, no one could say anything to change the way I feel." That was one tweet. A little bit later, "When you write me on Twitter and I ignore you, it's because I plan on ignoring you on Twitter and in life forever."
Ooh.
Passive-aggressive ghost takes to the internet. "If I'm not following you on Twitter, quit acting like you know me." I'm guessing that's people who tweet to her how much of a train wreck she is. This one probably more pointed. "If you were hot, I'd be so into you. Dedicated to my exes still trying. Holla."
Oh, Amanda.
And finally, "You couldn't pay me enough to do anything for you." We don't know who you is, but I don't know. She was so seemingly sweet and normal.
Wasn't she adorable on that show when she was with, I don't even know what that show was. What I like about you, she was very cute. And then she went blonde and everything got weird.
Yeah. Well, to go back to the earlier tweets, the one that really got a lot of attention was when she tweeted directly to Drake, the pseudo rapper. I don't know that he's necessarily exactly
hip-hop
a rapper.
Pop artist?
Yeah.
Pop star?
She said, "I want at Drake to murder my vagina."
Wow.
And this was at 6:09 p.m. This wasn't like at 2 a.m.
Right.
You know, if that came out like 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, she had a rough night. No, it's 6 p.m. It's like barely dark outside at that point on
She's
March
like,
21st.
How can I get his attention?
Right. And then comedians took to it. Eugene Merman tweeted, "Maybe it's jealousy, but now I want Drake to put his dick inside my dick."
docking. I've heard of this. She tweeted to ask the president to fire the cop who arrested her for drunk driving.
Yeah, she's nutty.
What is her deal?
She's nutty.
She's a troubled starlet, according to this article.
I think she's trying to overtake Lohan. I think that's where this whole thing is going.
Aim high, Amanda.
Aim high.
Oh,
get some help. Call Dr. Drew.
That's not good help.
Aw, Dr. Drew tries hard.
You know, I grew up with Loveline and I love it, but Celebrity Rehab, I don't know. I think even Dr. Drew's got off the deep end a bit. I don't think it's good for anyone to be on that show.
Well, ultimately, more people have been helped than have ultimately died. And who's to say they wouldn't have died anyway or sooner because of that?
That's true. So. I think I'm just sad for the days. I feel like both Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla were better in each other's presence.
Well, Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla are doing a podcast together. So they are
they
in each
are.
Other's presence. Yeah.
Well, that's good to know.
Yeah. They are doing the Adam and Dr. Drew show, which is available on the, if you go to adamcarolla.com, you can find that. It's on iTunes as well.
Is it an advice style show? Or is
Sort of. And it's a lot of them talking to each other about each other. They take calls, the sort, you know, sort of a pseudo love line deal, but, they do, I think, two shows a week, and Carolla does his main show. He has five of those a week. Dr. Drew has his own podcast on that network, so there's a lot of stuff going on there. And I have no problem plugging it, because it's good stuff. So, and Bald Brian from the Adam Carolla Show has come on this show, actually.
Oh, that's Ooh. Right. I remember that episode.
So
classic.
Back when I was just a listener.
Dreams can come true. Now, when you have a roommate, things can get very difficult, especially if it's a roommate that you're not in a relationship with. And I've vowed at this point in my life, and a long time ago, actually, to never have a roommate unless I was in a relationship with them. And then it's not really a roommate. It's you're in a relationship.
It's your live-in lover.
That's right. Hello, lover.
Lover.
Hello, lover. Because you don't, you do not leave these notes for anybody that you're trying to have a relationship with, unless you're saying it's over. Here's one that was, and these are some notes that were left for people. Ashley is passed out naked on the bathroom floor. Please check on her occasionally. Thank you.
That's courteous.
That was written on a post-it note.
Nice.
This next one on a piece of torn out notebook paper. Chris, if you wake me before 9, I'll beat the censored out of you. No joke. Go back to sleep or watch TV real low. Then like a heart-shaped balloon, Michelle.
Oh, that's sweet. Or scary.
Then there's the passive-aggressive ones, someone took a frame of, it's just a frame. It says dishes, they don't do themselves, and they cut out the middle and put it over a dirty cup in the sink. fridge notes. Fridges are the worst when you're trying to share. Because you have some people who are like, the fridge is community property and I'll take whatever I like and don't put anything into it ever. And then you have other people who stock the fridge who then get mad. So this note popped up. I'm sorry I had to put my pee in the fridge. I sealed it in a plastic bag, then this box, then taped it shut.
Obviously,
it's obviously a medical thing. Here's a bathroom note. I'm sorry, Matt. I can't afford for both of us to use my face products.
Oh, Matt.
Oh.
Then passive aggressive meets passive aggressive back. Note printed. Do you slam doors loudly late at night or early in the morning? You just might be a bad roommate. Next to it. Do you leave annoying notes in the hall? You might just be self-righteous.
I don't know if that's self-righteous, but it's kind of cravenly.
It is. Dear Evan, my parents are coming today. Can you please wear pants all day? Thanks, Ryan.
Oh, that's nice.
This was the one that amused me the most. It's a note that says, stop turning the toaster up, but they took a piece of burnt toast and carved a frowny face in the burn.
Oh. That's pretty cute. Oh, geez.
The next one, it's written on the last sheet of toilet paper. It just says douche, as someone has left one square of toilet paper on the roll.
Yeah. It's a commentary on the person's vaginal hygiene.
Mm.
Never mind. Sorry.
No, I think it's just that whole, if there's one square on there that's not done, I don't have to change it.
It's pretty much how it works.
On that very note, this one written on the actual cardboard tube left on the roller. If you use the last piece, throw this away and put a new roll on. More notes. Dear Rumi, fun fact, butter is dairy and dairy spoils. Unless you want to kill us, please put the butter in the fridge. Which was replied to, dear roommate, fun fact, clarified butter has preservatives in it that keep it from spoiling. So yes, you can actually leave it out on the counter. Yeah, here's another. I don't know if this is the same Matt that uses the hair products, but Matt left a note for his roommate, Eric. Eric, I had sex on your bed. Sorry about that. Don't use your pillow.
That's horrible.
Heads up, so to speak.
so glad I don't have roommates anymore. This is all making me cringe.
This on the salad dressing, do not use. I spit in this since someone keeps using it. Thanks. And then someone wrote underneath that, I spit in it too since you're a jerk.
Jeez.
Oh, no.
And finally, couldn't help but notice that your ass has permanently indented the cushion. Maybe move 2 inches to the left. Just saying.
Jeez.
Oh,
that's wow. The roommate who never leaves the house. So, yeah.
These are terrible.
The perils of having a roommate.
The Nate Darling Show. Cool. Or tool.
Whoa. All right, first up in cool or tool, banning saggy pants. Becca.
I don't endorse saggy pants, but I think the ban is tool.
Ted, what say ye?
I think it actually is tool. It starts a slippery slope, and people express themselves if they want to, like our founding fathers intended.
People need to stop expressing themselves. It's cool. Stop it. Just fucking stop it. All of your ridiculous things that you like to do that are bullshit, that everybody else finds disgusting, it's not expression, it's you being an a-hole. Sorry. If I like to pick my nose and fling my booger at people in traffic, it doesn't make it acceptable. It's not expressionism. It's me being an ass.
That's distracting, and assaulting someone with a booger. It's not the same.
No. It's my freedom of expression saying, I cast off your green crustiness and move on with my day, sir.
I disagree with your analogy.
I understand that.
I fling my booger at you.
We have to agree to disagree on this. Up next in Cooler Tool. Right. Twitter?
Just Twitter in general?
Yeah, just Twitter. Ted?
I think Twitter is cool despite the way it's misused. We learned, remember during the uprisings in the Middle East, it's just a lot of information gets out there quickly on Twitter. There's a lot of cool things about Twitter. So, cool.
Becca?
I've never been on Twitter, so I think I'm the tool.
Oh, that's not true. Twitter is cool, and let me explain something to you. If you haven't been on Twitter, there's hashtags, and you can search hashtags, and people do all sorts of weird things with hashtags. They tie together ideas like peace in the Middle East or pray for Boston or Thong Thursday, in which people take a picture of their butt in a thong and post it on Twitter with the hashtag Thong Thursday. No, that's expression. That's freedom of expression. They're saying, look at my butt. It looks good in a thong. Yeah. What?
Look at my briefs. Did I look good in briefs? Yeah. All right. Clearly, I don't know why I'm such... This issue really... I just want to show my underwear off is the problem.
You could start hashtag like Saggy Saturday or something. Oh, and just
nice. You could. There are others, but...
Saggerday.
There's Titty Tuesday.
Man.
Yeah. They're out there. That's the day girls post pictures of their boobs. And finally, leaving notes for your roommates. Is that cool or tool? Becca, what do you say?
Tool.
Oh, if you can't talk to your roommate, you shouldn't be living with them. It's tool.
We all agree on this one. Leaving a passive-aggressive note is always a tool move, roommate or not.
Yeah.
Stop it. Take 2 seconds and say, hey, man, I noticed you've been using my salad dressing, and that's nice and all, and I appreciate that you like it, but, if you could sort of kick in for it, that would be really awesome. Thanks.
Stop having sex with my pillow. Please.
Yeah, that definitely. Well, to be fair, that's the one that I would say that is a good note to leave, because you're probably leaving the apartment, and that's not something you want to find out accidentally. That you don't want to lay your head down in that.
That's true. I guess that is a courtesy.
But the following note would be, dude, you're buying me a pillow. Don't use your pillow.
Out of my room.
I have a good passive aggressive roommate story from my Santa Cruz years.
Ooh, do tell.
I guess. Okay. So I lived with these two sisters who were,
they were
always having trouble having a third roommate stick around. And when I first moved in, everything was super cool and I couldn't really figure out why. Ooh, I get background music. And then I guess, no, I didn't realize what caused this until later, but after we'd been living together a couple of months, I had been away for the weekend, I came home, and they had labeled every single thing in the house theirs or mine. Every single thing in the fridge, like the knickknack shelves in the living room, like my knickknacks were on one shelf with my name on it, their knickknacks were on, a different shelf. I mean, every single spice, every towel in the bathroom, everything with a label maker, theirs and mine. And I guess what had happened was that I had had some friends over for dinner and I had intended to make something with tomatoes and my tomatoes had gotten eaten. So I'd been like, oh, they ate my tomatoes I bought for dinner. And they had heard this and been like, she hates us. We can't have any more mix-ups with the different things. And so I came home and everything was just split in the entire house. But they never told me why until I asked. They didn't say anything about it. Like, we've got a new system. Like, I just came home and they left me to wonder.
Did the system remain in effect?
It got really bad from that point on because they really resented me and I felt so awkward. And I think I moved out about a month after that. Like, it just did not get better from that point. But I will never forget coming home and just seeing the whole house divided and everything labeled with a label maker, every last item.
So much effort.
Now, did they think you hated them or were they just like, oh my God, she's such a bitch?
I think it was kind of both. I think, I don't know. I mean, these girls were, you know, when I moved in, they were like, we can't keep a roommate. Like, we just get the biggest tools moving in here all the time. It's unbelievable.
Wonder why that would be.
Right. And then like 3 months later, I was the big tool. Right. So I don't know.
Oh, that is fantastic. So, have you guys heard this song, Thrift Shop?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We like this song.
Love it.
We heard it the first time we were down in L.A.
Well, sometimes it leads to bad things.
Uh-oh.
Mm-hmm. A woman was arrested and jailed after she admitted to police that she pushed and choked her boyfriend on the 3800 block of Pike Road because he would not stop repeatedly singing Thrift Shop. Officers were called to the area on a report of a domestic disturbance. Yeah. They went to the thrift shop. He kept singing the song. Yeah. And I can kind of see where she's coming from with it, but at the same time, settle down, baby. Be able to have a good time.
There are so many worse songs to, like, resort to violence over. I don't know. I feel like this song is really catchy, and it's funny.
Well, I think the whole thing is she doesn't appreciate irony. I don't think it was a song so much as, again, like we discussed earlier, some people just don't appreciate irony, and it doesn't work out well for them. Because if you try and point out irony, they're like, stop it. I don't get it. It's not funny. But it is funny to everybody but you.
Is it possible that alcohol was involved in this event?
Was there a threesome?
No, none of these, okay. None of these things. This is one of those things where he probably didn't want to go out shopping at the thrift shop. And he figured, oh, well, I'll just be annoying, and that'll be my way of having fun. And she didn't care for that.
Dang. That's too bad.
It's the way it goes. Hey, have you heard this? Pork's most popular cuts don't have snazzy names, at least not until now. That's right. Coming soon to a grocery store near you, the New York chop, the porterhouse chop, and the sirloin chop, because pork is borrowing some of the nomenclature of beef cuts. Because names have the power to transform the everyday into extraordinary. That's according to the pork industry website.
You know, that's great because I don't think enough people know about eating pig. Like, who eats pig these days? Like, bacon? Has anyone heard of that?
I think I read something about bacon.
Well, they want the new name of the pork house, pork chop is going to be the porterhouse chop.
It sounds fancier that way or something?
Yeah, I think that's it because it's sort of going to mirror the name of like steaks. So basically they're transferring cuts of steak to cuts of pork. So actually, cow to pig.
It actually sounds kind of confusing to me. Like when you say sirloin chop or porterhouse, I automatically imagine beef, you know?
Exactly.
When you say a pork chop, we all know what that is. And people who like pork chops.
Yeah, it's one of those, I think it's all part of a new initiative to try and convince people to eat more pork. Although bacon tastes good.
That's what I'm saying. Like, people are eating so much pork these days. Like, bacon is on everything, everywhere.
Right, but I think the problem is that's all the pork they're eating, and that's only one cut of the pig. So you need to sell enough of the rest of the pig to keep up with the bacon situation.
Can't they make a burger out of pig instead of beef? I don't know much about
that. They do. They actually, there are places that do a 50-50. Actually, at the San Luis Obispo Brewery, they had a mixture of beef and pork sliders, which were interesting. Not necessarily my favorite, but it was an interesting combination.
So now what part of the pig is bacon? I just always assume bacon is so processed that you basically put like an entire pig through a shredder and then fry it up.
No. That's sort of the pork belly part.
Okay.
So it's a section of the pig. It's a very specific section of the pig.
Oh.
That's made into bacon. So it's not like just making sausage where you have a bunch of different things and you throw through. It's a very specific part, and they cover this on the United States of Bacon. There's a TV show, The United States of Bacon, where this chef goes around looking for bacon things. He's very stoked on bacon, and he's from the Monterey area too, so it's kind of funny. But I think it's all part of this whole thing. Like, for a while it was pork, the other white meat. Like, oh, you don't want to eat red meat, you want to eat white meat, well, have pork. So, yeah, I don't know. It's confusing. It's confusing. Why are you changing everything?
I guess just for simplicity, if people can just not eat pig at all, I guess. I'm not pushing the agenda.
Ooh,
just
vegans
it out there.
And Jews, high five.
Oh, it's not a Jew thing, it's a vegetarian thing.
Okay, but it's also a Jew thing.
It's true. What are you saying, Nate?
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I mean, you can choose not to eat beef or pork. I have no problem with that.
Yay.
I have nothing against people who are vegetarian or vegan. It's perfectly fine.
Pusses.
Maybe we should start marketing tofu, like the sirloin tofu chop or something, and it'll be more exciting to everyone.
The other white substance.
Right.
Wait. I probably think it's good to have sperm, though, I think.
It's
never mind.
Well, you went there.
I didn't go there.
That never would have occurred to me.
Oh, me either.
I don't know why. I said the S word too. Dang. Yeah.
Ted, don't use the pillow.
I share a bed with this guy. Uh-oh.
You might want to rethink that, at least for your own safety on certain nights when the spider's
when
coming.
When the spider is
when
there,
the spider's
yeah.
coming.
Come to assault me.
The cat's going to give you a heads up like, hey, tonight's the night the spider's coming back. You'll want to have a heads up on that. This kind of amused me. Steve Harvey has his own show, and he found a woman who has a very interesting way to reach the promised lands, so to speak, sexually.
With Christina, who's got a food fetish. Christina?
Well, food excites me, and I mean it excites me. So I look up cheesecakes and cupcakes and those little meringues with the Chantorts and the strawberry shortcakes with the juicy cherries on top, and that gets me going and gets the tone set up here. Then when I get into the bedroom, then I start thinking of my favorite food of all time, which is Popeye's chicken. And let me explain.
Steve Harvey at that point gives the fist in the air salute. He obviously endorses Popeye's chicken.
It gets you so excited that I take that and I put that in that special place in my mind. So if he's not doing what he's supposed to in there, then I start thinking Popeye spicy, Popeye spicy, Popeye spicy. And it just gets me to where I need to be. Is it weird that just the thought of Popeye spicy chicken gets me to climax?
Yeah, I think it is. I'm not a doctor.
Becca, you're the lady in the room. Is it weird?
I mean, it's not my personal experience. There's a part of me that is like, is she angling for some kind of endorsement or something?
That's
like deal
question.
Or something? Because I don't know.
I don't think she's the target market for Popeye's chicken.
Right. Popeye's chicken. It'll get you there. Yeah, that would be a weird slogan.
Yeah, it's
I can
orgasmic.
See that. But I don't know. What stood out to me is when she was like, well, if he's not doing what he gets to do, then I just, or what he's supposed to do in the bedroom, then I'll just think of chicken. And I'm like, oh, just how about you give him some pointers and you guys can work it out and it'll be fun and you don't have to just think about chicken.
Yeah, leave a note at least. Tell him what you're
right?
A little note on the pillow.
You're going the wrong way.
He could dab some Popeye chicken under his, like, under his neck. That'll get her going.
Yeah, I mean women just are obviously very different in terms of getting from point A to point B, in terms of you have to be in a certain headspace a lot of times, for at least a lot of women do.
Yeah.
if you're like distracted, because I've had partners where it's like there's a sound in the other room, it's like, oh, or like one thing goes wrong, it's like, oh, I've lost it.
Oh no.
Like, yeah. What,
it's happened.
You got to be more determined than that.
Yeah, it's like, I've lost it. What?
Yeah,
I've lost it. I haven't. That never happens to guys.
Get it back.
There could be a burglar in the other room. It's like, hold on. Almost there. Yeah, there we go. So, yeah, it's a little bit weird. I'm going to have to say. I mean, I'm all for fetishes, as American Dad had their fetish episode this past Sunday, where they had a full song about finding your kink. But thinking about Popeye's chicken is just a little bit odd to me. Just saying. It's very strange.
It is strange.
But good for her for knowing what she likes. A lot of women don't know what they want, so at least she's figured it out.
Yeah, it always puzzles me when I hear about women who are in their 30s who are like, I've never had an orgasm. I don't know what that's like. I wouldn't know how to. I'm like, what?
Go to Popeye's.
Yeah.
That's where you can find it. Or, I don't know. There's probably other ways.
I would think there are other ways, yeah.
At least one, I did think.
At least one. I mean, there's what people refer to as the Bob, or the battery operated boyfriend,
which they saw on Amazon.
I've never heard that before.
I always have to ask whenever any woman says that. Oh, I have Bob. What are you talking about? Oh, battery operated boyfriend. Oh, okay.
Where have I been hanging out? No chicks have clued me into that little
really
acronym. No.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
You don't have to refer to it as your vibrator, your pocket rocket, or anything of that nature. What do you call your vibrator button? No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to put you on the spot like that. That would be mean.
Especially if I'm her boyfriend.
Yeah. The answer would be Ted.
Yeah. That's what I was hoping for, but it didn't come out.
It did. I said it.
Well, thanks, Nate. I appreciate it.
I'm looking out for you. There's one person here on your side, Ted, and it's me.
Yay.
Oddly enough, from the way we started, I went from the whole thing with the spider to that. So
yeah.
I've come full circle on your manhood, my friend.
Thank you so much.
I just heard Christiana in my head going, veto, veto, and I was unable to speak.
That's okay.
Yeah. Well, putting up walls is never good. It's time. The music means it's time for Florida Corner, and since everybody was all up in arms that it was the men first, women are going first in Florida Corner this week. That's right. The FBI arrests a Florida woman, 26, for extorting money from a man she met on Sugar Daddy website.
Wait.
Okay. Wait, isn't that the point of that website?
Sort of. An online relationship that began on a Sugar Daddy website ended in a series of extortion demands by a Florida woman who threatened to distribute nude photos sent to her by the 56-year-old male victim. Stephanie Starling, 26, was arrested in connection with her illegal shakedown of a married Las Vegas businessman, identified in court records by his initials, HT. As detailed in a felony extortion complaint, Starling met HT on sugardaddyforme.com, a dating website that matches women in need of money and men with that money. HT told FBI agents that he joined the site, which charges up to $53.85 per month. That's an odd number. in mid-2012 and began an online relationship with her a couple months later. Starling, HD recalled, claimed to be a 21-year-old college student from Jacksonville. He's 56! I'm all in favor of age difference, and that's fine. But if you're 56, have at least stick to women old enough to rent a car without incurring that extra charge. 21? Come on. Anyway, yeah, after the initial communications, he voluntarily agreed to send her $7,000 to cover, quote, various school and living expenses. The pair also exchanged several revealing and nude photographs of each other, but while HT sent Starling explicit photos of himself, she sent naked images of another woman that she found online. So there's fraud, I guess. She claimed that she signed up for sugardaddyforme.com because she was struggling to pay bills and feed her young son. She said that HT told me he wanted to have me as his side girlfriend. She told agents that she had relationships with approximately 5 or 6 men that she met on the website. In late November, after he declined to send her any additional funds, she began threatening to send naked photos to his family, employer, and various social and networking sites. So,
this time I was here, she'd say, don't do it. Don't send naked pictures of yourself to anyone.
Yeah.
And usually it's for girls in school, not 56-year-old businessman who should know better.
But everybody's blackmailing everybody with naked photos these days. So just stop. Or just, I mean, that girl, like, she's obviously a criminal, but she was kind of also smart to just send some other pictures. I don't know.
I just don't. Why is this dude, like, it doesn't sound like they ever actually met up, but
no.
He's just giving her all this money. What is he doing that for?
Because they're, like, having Well, I guess they're not even, if he didn't know what she looked like, then they're not even having like webcam sex or anything, are they?
No, they're just basically all he was doing was masturbating to internet porn, which he could have done for free.
Yeah. Tool.
Total tool. What an idiot.
Dumbass. You're 56 years old and you're married. Come on.
And you live in fucking Vegas, dude. Sorry. You live in gosh darn Vegas. So there are options closer to your door that are a little less expensive.
Yeah, it'll be fine. Just dumbass. By the way, don't sign up for sugardaddyforme.com.
It's overpriced. J-Date's where the real value is.
$53.85 a month. How dare you?
Where do they get the 85?
Well, it's probably an annual subscription, I guess. I don't know. Well, tax? Now to the Florida man, Matthew Paul Emmett, accused of exposing himself at Burger King and defecating on the sidewalk.
Oh, no.
Mm-hmm. That's right. It was at a Burger King. He may have pooped on the sidewalk. He was jailed following a potentially stinky situation. And, at about 7:30 p.m. on March 20th, he went to a Burger King. And after a report of a man exposing himself to customers and stumbling through the parking lot, booze-smelling Matthew Paul Emmett, 35, was found lying in the grass a couple of Four Locos by him. Of course he had them. One person told Sebastian police that a man was partially exposing himself through a window of a Burger King, which is the home of the Whopper.
Wait, what?
That's in the article. Again, Florida News is reported by Florida Reporter. So anyway, several other customers exited the restaurant and stated they thought the defendant was defecating on the sidewalk, which is frowned upon pretty much everywhere. At least one person, however, made it part of his performance. Extreme rocker Gigi Allen was known for violent and shocking rock concerts. He died in 1993 of an overdose. Frequently took laxatives before shows in order to defecate on stage, after which he generally ate his own feces or threw them at the audience.
Freedom of expression.
Exactly. It's art. Huh? Oh. It's my art. How dare you?
Disgusting.
How dare you play with my art, so to speak? This story shocked and horrified me. Oh. It's from Canada, eh? A Canadian drug distributor has issued an urgent recall for something called Alicina 28, or birth control pills. Apotex says one batch of the drug may contain 2 weeks of placebo sugar pills instead of one.
Whoops.
Yep.
Oh.
I think we've stumbled on the problem. Adding the error can reduce the effectiveness of the pills, no kidding, and raises the possibility of unplanned pregnancy.
Oh.
If you miss one, you're kind of screwed. So, like, missing a whole week of them?
Mm-hmm.
That is terrible.
So, when Vancouver-based London Drugs learned of the recall, the pharmacy activated its own crisis plan and informed more than 350 women who may have been sold the faulty pills. I looked at it and said, there could be unwanted pregnancies out there, said Vice President John C. We felt it was important to let patient know so that there can be a judgment call from the patient. That's a good drugstore. You want to talk about taking care of people? You're like, oh, there's a recall. Who is getting this prescription? We need to call them right now and let them know. Emily Costello, probably no relation to you. She's a university student in Halifax who uses the drug, said she panicked when she heard about the recall, much like you did. She said, I felt like I was going to throw up.
Hey.
To be quite honest, just that deep pit in your stomach when you just know that something could go horribly, very wrong very quickly. She checked her pills, but they were not from the recall batch, so it was all good. It's unbelievable to me that they didn't do a public recall right away. What were the reasons they had to go through the retail first? My guess, being sued. In Halifax, volunteers at the Sexual Health Center spent the afternoon contacting 120 clients there who might have taken the recalled drug. The fact that they might have a week where they were not protected during their ovulation cycle because of this recall is pretty huge, I'd say. We're updating our telephone messaging system just so people are fully aware of what's happened. So,
wow.
I mean, can you imagine? You're like, we're taking care of it, and whatever. Mm-hmm. So, somewhere the Catholic Church is going, yeah, rhythm method. What?
Oh man, right when you had that quote from the college student who's like, I feel like I was going to throw up. I was like, morning sickness. Oh my God, it's too late for you, Emily Costello.
There's something in the pit of your stomach. That's your baby.
Oh God.
Oh, no.
That's the worst.
Oh, I mean, you're doing everything. You think you're doing everything right. Wow.
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 Onward to the saddest story of the week.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm. It's a new invention from Japan, home of sad things. For single men who miss having a girlfriend to hug, a recent Japanese invention may be the cure, as it creates a hug inside the jacket.
Aww.
Yeah, that's what I said, too. It was made by engineers at the University of Tsukuba and is designed to make lonely people feel like they have someone to cuddle. It comes with a belt that tightens up to create the sensation of being hugged from behind. The wearer also puts on headphones that play phrases like, I'm sorry, were you waiting? And watch your back.
This is so sad.
I know.
The picture is sad, too. It's very sad looking.
After the headphones play a phrase, the belt tightens up to feel like a hug. Oh, my God. This is the worst thing ever. The developer said he was inspired to create it because he likes it when his girlfriend hugs him and misses it when he doesn't have a significant other. He says, if I have a girlfriend, I think it's a good situation that she suddenly hugs me when I wait for her at the station, he said. The concept of this device is everyone can get the feeling of having a girlfriend.
Oh my God.
I told you, it's the saddest story of the week. I saw that and I'm like, oh, that's like sadder than having an inflatable love doll.
I know, I was thinking of like a body pillow or something, but yeah, no. I don't even know what to say to that. It's so sad.
You just want to go to Japan and hug a bunch of guys, don't you?
I do. Like, sorry, were you waiting long? I had to fly over here.
You just want to go out and spot it. You have that hugging coat, don't you? Get that off. Stop
Come
it.
Here.
We should.
That's the thing. Like, if people know you're wearing the huggy coat, because it probably has a specific style, right?
I would think so.
So that's just. Yeah,
people are like, he's wearing the huggy coat. He does not have girlfriend. He brings great dishonor upon his family.
Can you imagine a world without lawyers?
No, I can't.
I have no idea where that came from.
The cat did it.
Did the cat do it?
It could be. It could be. I don't know if a cat tail can actually trigger the soundboard, but anything is possible.
The Nate Darling Show.
Welcome to our little town.
Small town news.
Yeah, we've reached that point in the show. Thanks for triggering that, Hef. Nice job, by the way, buddy. Small Town News, of course, brought to you by our Amazon page. If you're shopping Amazon anyway, go through NateDarlingShow.com. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It helps support the show and helps us make things better for you. Get your huggy coat there. Or don't. I don't know. Anyway. We go to Speak Out from the Press Republican, because that's my favorite Small Town News recently. This one from March, titled Crazies. Sounds like the New York State gun regulations are a great way to weed out the crazies on our police force.
This just reminded me that I forgot yet again to do a speak out. I need to write it on my hand or something.
You could. Job. Instead of complaining about not getting tips, you should be grateful you have a job.
I really hate that attitude. Come on, people.
You know who?
Sorry, go ahead.
You know who hates that? Waiters.
Yeah, that and them too.
They're like, yeah. Communicate, grandparent. Instead of complaining and speak out, call your parent or in-law and tell them how much your children miss them.
Or leave a note.
Yeah, you could leave a note on the door. Intersection. You either need a cop or a camera in the intersection of Route 3 and Price Chopper for the people that block you in. Sometimes you sit there for two or three lights.
Yeah.
That is the busy intersection in town. I will testify to that. The one on Route 3 and Price Chopper. This one titled Grandkids. I want to see my grandkids and can't. So anyone who gets to have their grandkids over, feel grateful. I suppose someone using grandkids to get even with their parent, withholding them from grandma and grandpa, is abusive.
Say oppose someone.
Yeah. Here's the other thing, grandma. Maybe you're a horrible, horrible person, and that's why the grandkids are being kept away from you. Just a thought.
Well, maybe instead of complaining on Speak Out, you should call your parent and in-law and tell them.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny how this, like, these two Speak Outs got on the same page. Mm-hmm. So I'd overhear grandpa calling and decide to follow up.
Safety. The Second Amendment is the only amendment that protects all other amendments. Benjamin Franklin said, any man that will give up liberty for a false sense of safety deserves neither and will lose both. I don't think that's exactly what he said, but okay.
I don't think the Second Amendment is the only one that protects all the others either, but...
With a gun. It's true.
Okay.
Here's the thing about Ben Franklin. Flew a kite in a lightning storm, not that bright. Moving on. Officer, police officer, nowhere in the state or federal constitutions is anyone guaranteed the right to own automatic weapons. If you are unwilling to do your job due to an extreme political agenda, you should resign. Whatever that means. An argument. I've yet to hear a legitimate argument against gun regulation. All I hear is that it's illegal to take away guns or the right to own guns, which no one is attempting to do. That's here, right. Here. Something sensible and speak out. You weren't expecting that, were you? Ha 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 ha. It's the Dweezden Small Town News. So, that's Small Town News. That's the show for this Wednesday midweek episode. Thank you all for listening.
We appreciate it.
Yeah.
We really do.
If you'd like to help out Ted Spider, we're taking donations to build him a spider sanctuary just off of Ted's yard where he can live in peace and harmony and not bother Ted and... hurt anybody ever again or shock them awake.
It might not be a lie now that I think about it because there's still a little bit of juice at the bottom of the bottle and I kind of just move
Oh, yeah.
Around.
Vitamin water will kill anything.
Ah.
It's true. So that's the way it goes. Next show, Christiana returns. We'll talk about the bombing at the Boston Marathon and that. And we've got a few other things. So, hey, y'all have a good couple days and we will talk to you on Friday-ish. Bye then.
Bye.